Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go out to the WadeFord.com hotline. It's our chat with Brian Jordan. Of course, he's brought to you by Atlanta Peach Movers. Good afternoon to you, Brian.
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
What's going
good,
on, Brian?
Man. Well, let me start, Brian, because one of the guys that I've been very intrigued that Randy and I have talked about and the role that he is going to play with the Braves this year is a guy who really had a breakout season with the 19 homers, 76 RBIs at third base, and that's Johan Camargo. And I want to get your thoughts, Brian. Do you think that the Braves are going to be trying to find, you know, 4 or 5 days a week to get Johan Camargo playing time and get his bat in the lineup?
Well, coming into the season, that's the strategy. I think Snicker knows that this guy is a great player. He proved himself last year. He led the team in RBIs in the second half of the season. As a fan, you almost get frustrated because he had to go out there and prove himself last year, and you feel like he's done that. And then you bring in Donaldson as a free agent, which is a great pick. Don't get it wrong, but at his expense. But in talking with Brian Snicker down in spring training, they're going to do all they can to get him in 100 games or more at different positions. I mean, the one thing that he's a valuable asset to the bench, and he gives guys rest, you know, because come September, these guys need to be strong. And with Camargo on the bench, he allows that to happen. So he will find somewhere to play, believe me.
Hey, Brian, we were talking earlier, and John asked me about any concerns as far as everyday field position players. And I said Tyler Flowers, and this probably will be the most games he will play since he's been in the majors. Do you think he can hold up, and how much do you think Brian McCann's got to play to help him out?
Randy, not so fast, man. It's a lot of right-handers, right-hand pitchers in the league. You know, that's another conversation I had with Snick. You know, I'm like, hey, Brian McCann's will probably play more than you think because so many right-handers. So I almost said they're going to probably split time during the season. Yeah, I mean, Brian has shown in spring training he feels great. His knee is back to form, and he looks really good at the plate. So Brian Snicker is thinking about half the season for him and Flowers.
Brian Jordan on the WadeFord.com hotline joining us, of course, brought to you by Atlanta Peach Movers. Brian, what do you think the realistic number of games? If I said to you 135 and give me over or under for what you think Josh Donaldson can play this season at third base for this club?
You know, I'm saying under simply because you have Camargo and you want to make sure down the stretch Donaldson is healthy and he's strong come September, October, because, you know, I truly feel like the Braves, the pitching staff, the young guys are going to do well this year and they'll be in it September. And, again, one of the things that Snick wants to do is make sure everybody's strong and healthy come September. So Donaldson will get some days. You know, it's all about he's a true veteran. He's on a one-year free agent deal. So I'm quite sure Donaldson's going to want to stay in that lineup and you know, put up the best numbers that he can because, you know, his future is on the line with this one-year deal.
Brian, listening to your interview with Andy Bucker down there with y'all had Snick on, he said they used 33 pitchers last year. Do you think they will come even remotely close to that again?
You know, we got so many young studs, man. I wouldn't be surprised. And especially early in the season, we got so many off days. You know, these guys are going to be an experiment, man. They're experimenting, these young guys, and they have the young guys to do it, to be honest, man. You know, there's no place for Max Fried. He has to get up to the big leagues and pitch. He proved himself last year. He had some ups and downs, as a young pitcher normally does. Bryce Wilson is having a fantastic spring training. You know, faced some good hitters last night, struggled a little bit, but he proved that he could pitch after going 7 innings against Pittsburgh last year. So we have so many assets in the minors, man, that I think you have to give those guys a chance during the season. And I don't expect everybody going to be healthy in that starting rotation all season long. So it's a good problem to have if you're Snick.
Brian Jordan joining us here on the WaitFor.com hotline. Of course, always on Twitter, @2Sportman, if you want to follow along and get his insights. Fox Sports analyst for us. You know, Brian, let's talk about the top of this order. You know, one of the things that Snitker got criticized a little bit for last year was how long that he stuck with Ender Inciarte. And I get why. To me, personally, I mean, I know everybody loves Ronald Acuna, but, you know, your best base stealer is still Ender. And a guy who can get on base with some sneaky pop at the top and, you know, can be maybe between 30 to 40 steals for you. Do you think he's going to start out as the leadoff hitter? And if so, what if he gets off to that slow start again? Do you think Snitker's going to be a little bit more quick on the trigger about changing up the top of this order?
Well, again, that's another luxury that Brian Snitker and the Braves have. I mean, you have so much talent that you can pick and choose. Ideally, Inciarte should be the leadoff guy. If he can perform the way he did a couple of years ago, drive the ball the other way, get on base, make things happen, I think that's the lineup that everybody wants. They want Acuna hitting behind Freddie Freeman and driving in a lot of runs because guys are going to be on in front of him. I mean, so that's what they want to see with Donaldson hitting second, with Freeman protecting him. But, again, it depends on Inciarte. If he can continue to drive the ball the other way, get on base, I think the Braves will be successful with him at the front of the lineup.
Brian, we saw the Phillies make some big moves. The Washington Nationals, they have a lot of young talent. The Mets have made improvements. Nobody cares about the Marlins. But out of all the top four teams in the NL East, what do the Braves do better than any other of the other three teams?
They have a much better minor league system. They have a lot of young guys forcing guys in the big leagues to look over their shoulder. Nobody has that luxury, and that's something that the Braves do. You remember back in the 90s, before the Braves became the Braves, you know, they use their minor league system to develop these guys, and all of a sudden they bring them up to the big league. And how many championships in a row? 14? I think that's the same mindset that Alex Anthopoulos in the front office has. I mean, we got to let these guys develop, and if they do develop the way we think they can, you know, we want to continue to go after championships year after year, not just 1 year and then go trade everybody. You want to be consistent like the 90s, and that's what they're trying to get back to.
Brian Jordan joining us on the WaitFor.com hotline. Of course, you can always catch him on Fox Sports South as we get you ready for Braves baseball. Brian, let's put your GM hat on a little bit, because let's tie this into what happened today. We heard about the 12-year, $430 million. Aren't you wishing you didn't retire, Brian? $430 million contract for Mike Trout. Now, we know what Mike Trout is. This is Mickey Mantle incarnate, okay? But we have a guy on this team that a lot of people think can become one of the premier players in all of Major League Baseball. So much angst last year about bringing Ronald Acuna up to get to arbitration. But the reality is that you don't want to get to that point. And what I'm curious is, do you think Ronald Acuna Jr. is a guy that, let's say he produces like we think in a few years, that the Braves would be wise, or they have to go out and try to go ahead and lock him into a big-time deal long-term to secure him for his prime and not even get to arbitration?
Well, it's interesting that, you know, Mike Trout signs this long-term deal. One, he should thank Bryce Harper for starting the whole, you know, conversation of him coming to Philadelphia. You know, believe me, that opened the eyes of the Angels to make sure they wrap up their prize possession. And to me, he's the best player in the game. But Acuna can be the best player of the game. He has that much talent. And I was just talking to Bobby and Assistant General Manager Perry about this very thing. You know, looking at the 13 years that Bryce Harper got, I said, God, what are you going to do when Acuna, you know, comes to that point? And if he has another great year this year and put up some crazy numbers, he's at that point, you know, because you don't want to lose that asset. You don't want to keep waiting and waiting till him and his agent gets angry and holds it against you. So, you know, you're looking at the deals they're throwing around now, man. I mean, baseball's going in the wrong direction, you know, because you're going to have these high-priced players and then nobody in between. And that's what, you know, Players Association don't want to see. You know, the owners used to complain about not having money, and now all of a sudden you see them throwing $432 million contracts out there. I mean, you know, it's trending the wrong way, and it's going to be interesting to see what the future looks like.
Brian, with all those young arms you talked about, do you think the Braves might go out and get a veteran pitcher out there to eat up some innings like that, like they had Anibal Sanchez last year?
Only if it makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody keeps talking about Keuchel. You know, Keuchel and his agent and Kimbrel and his agent, you know, I don't know what they're thinking, but they're not going to get the 5-6 year deals. And until they come down to 2-3 year deals, nobody's going to listen to them. And if they do come down, it's something that I think the Braves would have interest in. You know, Kimbrel, bringing Kimbrel back, or Keuchel, who's a veteran who's proved himself. He's a ground ball pitcher, and he can really help this lineup and help some of these young guys. So, you know, but if it makes sense, I think they'll go out and do it. So I know a lot of fans are saying they didn't spend enough money, but you got to spend the money smart. And I think that's what the Braves are trying to do.
Brian, do you think you can put some of these young pitchers in the bullpen to try and get them some kind of experience, even if it doesn't mean them starting the game?
You know, I would hate to see that happen mm-hmm. because, you know, you look at Kyle Wright. He's a starter. Leave him out there, even if you got to leave him in AAA until that chance comes. I think you really hinder these guys when you take them out of that role just to carry them on your roster.
Right.
It does them no good, and I think you have enough bullpen guys, young bullpen guys that's used to being in the bullpen to get away with it, you know. So I'm still concerned about the closer position. I've made that clear. This guy, you know, right now he's going to probably be the man, but he's been so inconsistent over the last couple of years, it's hard to put your money on him. So, you know, until he goes out there and figures it out and be consistent, you know, that's going to be a problem.
Last thing for you, Brian. What do you think this team hopes Adam Duvall's role is going into the season?
Well, Adam Duvall has to make the team first, guys. I mean, really? You know, he hit a couple home runs early. But, I mean, he hasn't clearly won that spot. And you got Camargo, who's playing a little outfield. You got Culberson, who proved himself last year in the outfield. So, I mean, he has to continue these next couple of weeks to prove that he's going to be that guy off the bench. So he's not a shoe-in, guys.
Check him out on Twitter. You can follow him at @2Sportman. Brian Jordan, join us here in the WaitForIt.com hotline. Brian, appreciate it, buddy. Always good stuff. Talk to you here soon.
Appreciate it, B.
All right, guys. Take care, man.
There you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.